Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 44, talking about ordinary. The Gemara talks about a brisa that says if there were two pots, one containing ordinary food, one containing teruma, and in front of them were two mortars in which spices were crushed, one containing ordinary spice and one containing truma spices, and the contents of these mortars fell into those pots, the contents of one mortar into one pot, contents of one in the other pot, but it is not known which spices fell into which pot, they are permitted. The notes point out it's possible that it was the truma spices that fell into the pot of ordinary food, in which case a non-kohen would not be allowed to eat that food. The notes also point out in all such cases, the pots containing the ordinary food remain permitted to a non-kohen, as Rashi points out. The point being, and the explanation also is because the Bryce explains that the sage says the truma spices fell into the pot of truma and the ordinary spices fell into the pot of ordinary food, meaning in all such cases the pot we're permitted to make this assumption, even though it's equally possible that the reverse occurred. The point being, talking about the idea of ordinary, we should make sure in our own lives that the pot of the food of our life and the spice of our life every day is everything but ordinary. We should make sure there's nothing ordinary about it. We make sure every day we go about has something special that we do in terms of Torah, mitzvos, and chesed, something that is wonderful and out of the ordinary that we do as much as we can. It should never just be an ordinary day where we go about and we wake up and we feel like we're dredging through the day, we're dredging through our lives, God forbid. We should make sure to think we should have a zest for life, a spice for life, and an ability to take our days and uplift them, to take them out of the ordinary, to make them extraordinary, to do what we can to uplift people and society and those around us. Whatever we could do to infuse in our days to help people around us, especially through the lens of the Torah, through the lens of using chesed and mitzvos, we should do in order to be able to accomplish whatever we can every single day. As the Gemara talks about ordinary food versus extraordinary versus spiced food, so too in our own lives, we should make sure to put the spice of life with the Torah, the chesed and mitzvos. Make sure that all of our days, every single day, is not ordinary, but extraordinary. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 45 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.